welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned to the broadcast again. We're picking up our study here in Mark chapter 13. Mark chapter 13, verse number 10. Again, a passage here where the Lord is prophesying about end-time events. And we've got to remember that the Lord is speaking to men that are Jews, and the Lord Jesus Christ himself being a Jew. So some of these things pertain only to the Jews. We as Gentiles can yet learn something about end-time events because our Lord, speaking unto them, knows that indeed when he uttered these words, he was speaking to us too. And so we can know some things with these passages and other passages in the scriptures about end time events. And they're good things. It's not that we should brush off this chapter since it's only written to the Jews. Also, the Lord speaks, and interwoven in this are things that will be soon and that will be along the way and that will be at the end relative to when the Lord uttered these words some 2,000 years ago. Some of these passages are also duly fulfilled, at the time, for instance, when Titus came and destroyed the temple and destroyed Jerusalem in 70 AD, but also applying to when Antichrist will come. And so we need to understand that as we read these passages that we might, and along with other passages in the scripture, as we mentioned last time in the Gospels, Luke chapter 21 and Matthew chapter 24 are parallel passages, and there's some details there that are not mentioned here in Mark. But for this time, we're going to mainly focus upon what's said here in Mark chapter 13. The Lord Jesus Christ has given a warning about persecution, that it is foretold that it will be, the children of God will be persecuted. In verse number 9, but take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogue you shall be beaten. You shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. He's speaking to Peter, James, John, and Andrew privately, and this did apply to them. It was so that they were brought before leaders and that they were abused by the Jews in synagogues and such. But the Lord says it's for a purpose, and it's for a purpose of carrying the witness unto them. And so it has been, even from as it was with the apostles, so it has been for many of the children of God down through the ages, through the dark ages, and even now, and will be so at the end until the rapture. And then even those Jews that the Lord will save and will set a seal upon, they will be there to be a witness of the Lord, and they will be abused. And the purpose is verse number 10, that the gospel must first be published amongst all nations. And so we know that that's been done more to this point than it ever has been before. The world, the known world is known. At this time, some of the world was not known, but all of the earth has been circumnavigated, and we know the entirety of the earth. And granted, there may be tribes and peoples that are yet unknown, but as a whole, all the real estate is known, and the gospel has been spread around the globe. Only the Lord knows when it will be sufficient and when what he has purposed to do in the publishing of his gospel around the world will be completed. In verse number 11, but when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate. For whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye, for it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. He tells them, when you are persecuted and you are taken before leaders, don't think about it in ahead of time. Don't premeditate about what you're going to say, but the Holy Spirit of God will give you what to say. Now the Lord gives a warning here about divisions. Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son, and the children shall rise up against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death. How could it be so that even families would rise up against one another? Well, it'll be because of Christ, and it'll be because of persecution and famine. It has been the case over the millennia that Jews and the Lord's people, Christians, as we're called or should be called, Christian is not something that we should claim ourselves, but you take a look at it in the scriptures, Christians were named by their enemies, and so we should be and seek to be like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Whether we are Christians or not will be determined by the world, but we should follow the Lord as He's bid us to follow Him. And so Jews and the Lord's people have been blamed for the ills of society. When things turn down and things go bad, it's been the Christians and the Jews that have been blamed for these things. And so when there is a strait, when that famine and that warfare and that pressure from the civil government or from conquerors and or even vigilante fare that might roam upon the earth, when they would bring their pressure to bear, even a brother would sell out a brother for a morsel of food. It is so. It's been proven by the desolation of the Jews at the time of the captivity, when Nebuchadnezzar finally came against the last stronghold in Judah, there in Jerusalem, and defeated her. And what the Lord prophesied would happen by Ezekiel and others was a terrible, terrible, wicked thing that took place. A cannibalism and turning on one another. Oh, yes, people can be brought to a point that they would even betray their parents, as it's been in the past, that they would put a bounty, or as has been known even in our own nation, where there would be those that would sell out another, these followers of Christ, or these Baptists. It has been so that if they would turn them up to the government, that they would gain their lands and gain their property. It's been so in the past. Could very well be so in the future. And he said, it's going to be a terrible, terrible time. And ye shall be hated of all, verse number 13, for my name's sake. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. The saved will persevere. Those that who are saved, they will continue unto the end. As the brother writes in the book of Hebrews, I believe, he said, though they were pressed sore and persecuted terribly, they were faithful unto the Lord unto the end, knowing that they had a better hope and a greater deliverance with our Lord than what they could be. What they could be delivered from upon this earth. Faithful unto the Lord. May our Lord help us. You shall be hated of all. And so this persecution, it has been, was soon after the Lord spoke these words, and it was been has been along the way, and it will indeed be at the end. Verse number 14. But when you shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, let him that readeth understand, then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains. And let him that is on the housetop not go down into the house, neither enter therein to take anything out of his house. And let him that is in the field not turn back again for to take up his garment. But woe to them that are with child, and them that give suck in those days. And pray ye that your flight not be in the winter. For in those days shall be affliction, such as was not from the beginning of the creation, which God created unto this time, neither shall be. So now the Lord gives something that's particularly to the Jews, and it's particularly to the Jews, I believe, that the main thrust of this prophecy is at the end when Antichrist is at hand, and he sets himself up in the temple declaring that he is God, that he is Messiah, that he is Christ. Now, this well could have been fulfilled at a time when one of Alexander the Great's generals had gone from the northeast of Israel, gone down into Egypt, if my memory serves me correctly, to go down there and to conquer that region and that land, and was defeated, and on his way back made havoc in Jerusalem and desecrated the temple and such as that. Certainly it could apply to that, but because the pressure and his fury that was meted out upon the Jews was terrible and wicked indeed. But then that man of sin, the Antichrist. One day he will go up into the temple. And the thing is, the temple doesn't exist yet, but it will be built. It will be built. There will be a temple, and he will go there to sit on that throne, and he will declare himself to be God, just like Daniel has prophesied. Now, this is not something that was soon. It's not something that's been along the way, unless regarding that general of Alexander the Great that desecrated the temple there. But it is certainly applies to the Antichrist. And the thing is Peter, James, and John, and Peter, James, John, and Andrew, they're long dead and with the Lord, alive with the Lord. But there will be Jews that will see this. It won't be the saved that the Lord takes out in the rapture. We'll already be with our Lord. And the rapture will take place before this great time of tribulation. But those Jews that live in that day and are there in Jerusalem, they will see it. The Lord tells them that they be that be in Judea, flee into the mountains, and don't go from the housetop into the house to take anything out. If you're in the field, run to the mountains. Don't go back and get your garment. And if you're a woman with carrying a child, woe unto you. It's going to be that much harder. Or if you have an infant, you have one that you're nursing in that day, it's going to be harder for you. And he says, pray ye that your flight be not in the winter. Why does the Lord say that? Doesn't the Lord know when it's going to be? Doesn't our Lord Jesus know when it's going to take place? Well, we need to read over here in verse number 32. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. So see, it's only the Father that knows when these things are going to be begun and when they're going to be kicked off by the rapture of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the Lord Jesus Christ of his saints. And then those things of the end will begin. But it's only the Father that knows that. Jesus Christ in his humanity does not know. And so that's the reason he says to the Jews about this when Antichrist appears and sets himself up there in Jerusalem. He says, oh, pray that your flight, your running, your time of running and fleeing out of Judea to the mountains, that it not be in the winter. It'll be that much harder. It'll be that much harder. When Antichrist sets himself up, it's going to be summer somewhere, it's going to be spring somewhere, it's going to be fall somewhere, and it's going to be winter somewhere. And the Lord Jesus Christ says, pray that it's not winter in the Middle East. And the fleeing from the Antichrist and what he will do to the Jews, going down into the house to get something, could make the difference of whether you live or die. Because he says, flee. Flee for your lives. He says in this time there'll be great affliction. There'll be great affliction, for in those days shall be affliction such as was not from the beginning of the creation which God created unto this time. He said at the time that the Lord Jesus spoke these words, he said there's never been a greater affliction than this. And you know what? There never will be. Well, see, there are times past for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.